Book 5, Lesson 5. Avalanche. Say, avalanche. Say, avalanche. Avalanche, noun. Number 1. A great mass of ice, earth, or snow mixed with rocks sliding down a mountain. The mountain climbers had a narrow escape when the avalanche swept over them. Number 2. A great amount of something. Our company had an avalanche of orders after we used a television ad for our new game.
Now, let's review word meaning. True or false? Avalanches can cause serious harm to anything in their path. If you said true, you are right. A large amount of snow or earth speeding down a mountain can be very dangerous.
Blizzard. Say, blizzard. Blizzard, noun, a heavy snowstorm with strong winds. The Chicago airport had to close for 2 days because of the blizzard.
Now, let's review word meaning. Choose A or B. Blizzards are accompanied by A, gales, or B, rain. If you said A, you are right. A storm is considered a blizzard if it involves lots of snow and high winds.
Challenge. Say, challenge. Challenge. Verb. Number 1. To invite others to take part in a contest. I challenged my friend to a game of chess. Number 2. To cause a person to use a lot of skill or effort. This trail challenges even the best skiers. Number 3. To question or to argue against, especially when something is unfair or unjust. Very few scientists challenge the idea that a large meteorite killed off the last of the dinosaurs 65 million years ago. Noun. Number 1. An interesting task or problem, something that takes skill or effort. Living out of our backpacks for a week on the mountain was a real challenge. Number 2. A call to take part in a contest. I accepted the challenge to run in the marathon.
Now, let's review word meaning. Choose A or B. Which of these would be a challenge for most people? A. Flipping a coin. Or B. Flying a plane. If you said B, you are correct. Flying a plane is very difficult and takes a lot of skill and concentration.
Conquer. Say, conquer. Conquer. Verb. Number 1. To get the better of. Swimming lessons at the YMCA helped me to conquer my fear of the water. Number 2. To defeat. Hannibal's army conquered part of Spain in 219 BC. Conquest. Say, conquest. Conquest. Noun. The act of defeating. The Norman conquest of England took place in 1066.
Now, let's review word meaning. True or false? When you conquer an opponent, you lose to that opponent. If you said false, you are correct. To conquer an opponent means to defeat that opponent.
Crevice. Say, crevice. Crevice. Noun. A deep, narrow opening in rock caused by a split or crack. The crevice had filled with soil in which a cluster of small red flowers was growing.
Now, let's review word meaning. Yes or no? The Grand Canyon is considered a crevice. If you said no, you are correct. The Grand Canyon is much too wide to be considered a crevice.
Foolhardy. Say, foolhardy. Foolhardy. Adjective. Unwisely bold or daring. It would be foolhardy to go sailing during a gale.
Now, let's review word meaning. Choose A or B. It is foolhardy to A, depart for a voyage without any food, or B, bring an umbrella when it is expected to rain. If you said A, you are correct. Going on a long journey without the proper supplies would be unwise.
Lure. Say, lure. Lure. Verb. To tempt or attract with the promise of something good. In the early 19th century, the hope of owning land of their own lured many people to travel west to Ohio and Indiana. Noun. Number 1. Something that attracts. The lure of the sea led us to take up sailing. Number 2. Artificial bait used for fishing. A large striped bass took the lure, and I hooked it.
Now, let's review word meaning. Yes or no? You could lure a kitten out from under a couch with loud noises. If you said no, you are right. A dish of milk might tempt a kitten to come out of hiding, but loud noises would probably scare it.
Makeshift. Say, makeshift. Makeshift. Noun. A temporary and usually less strong replacement. They used the trailer as a makeshift while their house was being rebuilt. Adjective. Used as a temporary replacement. We use the sofa as a makeshift bed when we have overnight guests.
Now, let's review word meaning. True or false? Children sometimes use boxes as makeshift toys while moving to a new house. If you said true, you are right. Boxes can act as substitutes until real toys are unpacked.
Optimist. Say, optimist. Optimist. Noun. One who looks at things in the most positive way. A cheerful, hopeful person. Pat and Jean are optimists. And so, of course, they believe the plane would not leave without us. Optimistic. Say, optimistic. Optimistic. Adjective. Cheerful. Hopeful. In spite of the injuries to our best players, I am optimistic about our chances of winning the big game. Optimism. Say, optimism. Optimism. Noun. A feeling of hope or cheerfulness. The patient's optimism helped them recover more quickly from their illnesses.
Now, let's review word meaning. Choose A or B. Which is an optimist more likely to believe? A. If something can go wrong, it will. Or B. Everything will work out for the best. If you said B, you are correct. Optimists are cheerful and full of hope.
Previous. Say, previous. Previous. Adjective. Earlier. Happening before. Although I missed the last meeting, I attended the two previous ones.
Now, let's review word meaning. Yes or no? A previous occasion is one that has already taken place. If you said yes, you are correct. Previous means earlier or happening before.
Root. Say root. Root. Noun. Number 1. The path that must be followed to get to a place. Our route to Seattle takes us through Denver. Number 2. A fixed course or area assigned to a sales or delivery person. Magali has over 100 customers on her newspaper route.
Now, let's review word meaning. True or false? When you follow a route home, you are likely to get lost. If you said false, you are right. If you are following a specific path home, you will probably not get lost.
Summit. Say summit. Summit. Noun. Number 1. The highest part. The top. It took us 3 hours to climb to the summit of Mount Washington. Number 2. A conference or meeting of the top leaders of governments. The summit of African heads of state will take place in Nairobi in late June.
Now, let's review word meaning. Choose A or B. Who is more likely to participate in a summit? A. Hikers, or B. European leaders? If you said B, you are correct. Government officials might get together for an important meeting or summit.
Terse. Say terse. Terse. Adjective. Short and to the point. When I said I was sure we would be rescued soon, my friend's terse reply was, "How?"
Now, let's review word meaning. Choose A or B. Terse statements are always A, sincere, or B, direct. If you said B, you are correct. When someone is terse, he or she uses few words.
Thwart. Say thwart. Thwart. Verb. To block or defeat the plans or efforts of. Heavy fighting thwarted the UN's attempts to deliver food.
Now, let's review word meaning. Yes or no? If you want your friend to pass a test, you would thwart his or her efforts to study. If you said no, you are right. When you thwart your friend's efforts to study, you prevent him or her from studying.
Vertical. Say vertical. Vertical. Adjective. Running straight up and down. Upright. The black vertical lines in this painting are what one notices first.
Now, let's review word meaning. Choose A or B. Vertical stripes on a shirt run A, from top to bottom, or B, from side to side. If you said A, you are correct. Horizontal stripes run from side to side.